Zooming in on Static this evening, we say a big kia ora onto SER to Liz from the Beths. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's good to hear from you guys. Good to have a record out. And you've been kicking so many goals lately, Liz. Not only have the Beths released the album, but also you guys have beat the virus. Last week you played a show. So that must have almost been more exciting than releasing an album.
Kind of, yeah. Like, just comparing to like where we were a few months ago, kind of even thinking whether we'd be able to play any music live in the next, you know, few years. I don't know. It was pretty scary. So being able to play a live show, it felt very good.
Yeah, thanks to New Zealand Health, you guys got to do a sold-out show at Power Station in Auckland. Was it almost like first night jitters again? What was it like getting back on stage after not playing a show for so long?
It was, yeah, I actually really did get kind of nervous and like it was quite overwhelming. It's like we hadn't played in a while, and then also just it's like our biggest hometown show we've ever done, and having it sell out was wild. And yeah, just like the energy was just so overwhelming. It was great. It seemed like everybody was just happy to be there and happy to be watching live music. That was really nice to see.
The Beths did a lot of touring all over the globe, obviously, in support of the debut 2018 album, Future Me Hates Me. Did that alter your worldview in terms of what you wanted to write about for this album, Liz?
A little, but also, I mean, I wrote the first album in the space of time between maybe 2015 and 2018. And so, like, when you take a 2 or 3 year chunk of your life, no matter what you're doing, it's usually going to be quite different from the previous kind of chunk of 2 or 3 years. But for us in particular, the lifestyle change was huge. But along with that, with things that, you know, were unconnected to the band, things like being at an age where a lot of friends and family kind of moved and scattered to different parts of the world, and you're all trying to keep in touch with each other. And yeah, I mean, it's been a different last few years than previous.
The opening song, I'm Not Getting Excited, has the line, "I keep my body limp, and I move with the wind, I'll go where it bends and let go of the expectation." I mean, did you find yourself tossed around and having to go with the flow a lot when the Beths were touring behind that first record?
Kind of. I mean, we were working really hard and we were like stoked to be there. There are points where tour exhaustion kind of sits in. We did a really big run last year that we were away from home for over 4 months. By the end of that, I think we were pretty knackered. But I personally just have a little bit of a mindset of just going with what happens and trying to have low expectations just so they're not disappointed. I think it's something that I've gotten better at now, at kind of enjoying things when they're good and not just being worried that everything will disappear.
There's a line in Don't Go Away which seems to address the band's absence from Auckland, where it says, "It's been 2 years since you tapped out, flew north, left us in the south." Did you also find that when you came back home that obviously other people's lives change as well?
Yeah, it's a strange one where a lot of time towards the end of a tour when you're kind of quite knackered and looking forward to going home, and you start kind of making lists of all the things you want to do when you get home and all the people that you want to see. And then you do arrive home and it's different. It's not the same because you're not living the same life that you were before and your friends are doing different things. It takes a little while to settle back into being at home and like feeling like you did before, which is something we've kind of gotten into now because we've been back for long enough. But previously, like going away for long periods and only being back for like a month and kind of crashing on a couch or like subletting a room, that you feel very transient. And so yeah, it does maybe feel a little bit difficult to fall back into regular life and those regular friendships and relationships.
Self-reflection was a big part of the first Beths album in songs like Future Me Hates Me. Did being away from home make you more nostalgic or reflective?
More nostalgic. I wonder what my base level of nostalgic is.
Is it already at 10?
It might be fairly high. Yeah, I have a lot of nice memories I like to reflect on. And been reflecting a lot lately. I'm sure everybody's been reflecting a lot extra lately. Maybe more time too. But I think it's maybe just a little bit more thoughtful record or something. It's a little bit more reflective, I suppose, than the first album. I wonder how much it's just me personally changing a little bit over the last few years and just being more comfortable.
Liz, musically, did you feel emboldened after the success of the first album but also want to try new things on Jump Rope Gazers? There's an expansiveness about much of this record.
Yeah, like we didn't go in being like, we'll make something completely different, because there are things that we wanted to keep the same. We wanted it to be the four of us, Jonathan recording. We wanted to record at home in Auckland instead of somewhere else in the world. I feel like we made the kind of sonic statements that we made on the first record quite well. And so we didn't necessarily feel like we needed to make exactly the same album, but we also like, we really like making that music, so we just kind of felt a little bit more comfortable exploring some different sounds, some different tempos, a bit more sincerity, but also having like still some fun bangers, fast ones, you know.
Speaking of different tempos, Liz, there's one song, Don't Go Away, that's got quite a few tempos in it. It almost belies all your jazz backgrounds in terms of its tricky time signatures. So you can tell you guys are better players and better musicians by being able to wrap yourselves around that song.
Oh yeah, that was really fun. I mean, that one's really fun to play live just because of the way it moves and shakes. Although, like, we didn't necessarily check that from jazz. Like, there's a band that I really love called Frankie Cosmos who kind of does that mm-hmm. stuff quite a lot. It's shown up a little bit more lately in, but the particular kind of guitar music that I listen to just kind of like big tempo changes. So yeah, it's just like another fun texture to play with. I think we were like, this one probably isn't a single, so there isn't that pressure to kind of keep the train rolling. And it ended up going to a really weird place, which I really like.
It sounds like you guys have had fun in the studio as well. Do You Want Me Now has got these cooing backing vocals and harmonies, so they're quite multi-part or multi-layered songs, a lot of the tracks on Jump Rope Gazers.
Yeah. It's weirdly both a more live and a more produced record than the first one, because like the first record, we could just record the drums and bass together and then everything else had to be layered on, whereas with this one, we actually knocked down, we did some DIY in the studio earlier last year and knocked down the walls so that we could all have enough room to play at the same time. And that's the way that we tracked the two guitars, bass and drums for all the songs. And then we'd sometimes replace the guitar parts if they weren't sounding as good. But yeah, so that meant that we were working from a much more whole product, I guess, from the start before we started doing overdubs and adding in acoustic guitar tracks and funny little sound effects and things. Who knows if it made much of a difference to the sound, but it definitely made a big difference to the vibe of just being in the room for a long time recording stuff. It's just a lot more fun when you're actually all able to to play the music together and try and lock in with each other and communicate the whole time. It just made the whole process more fun.
Liz, I love that the new sounds even extend to the public transport safety announcements on Dying to Believe. Now, what did you guys do for that? Did you have to go out of the studio and travel the Eastern Line to capture those announcements?
I ended up just finding like a sample on YouTube, and then not knowing exactly how sampling works, I was like kind of scared to actually use the sample. So I just wrote down what the train sample says, you know, that's like, you're now arriving at Ōrākei. And then we asked a friend of ours, Rose Matafair, to just record it. She was in London at the time, so she just recorded it with her like podcasting microphone and sent it over. And then we like added some kind of train sound effects and things like that. And it turned out pretty well.
Wait, if she was in London, why wasn't she doing Mind the Gap? Did you want it to be an Auckland public transport announcement rather than somewhere else in the world?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for us, it just, where we're from feels like a big part of who we are, the New Zealand music industry, and just like living in Auckland City, which we really love. And so, yeah, and Ōrākei train station is just, we just chose it because it's our favourite one. Like, it's on the Eastern Line. It's not our local station, but it's when you ride past it, it goes past the beach and it goes over a body of water so that you're surrounded by water on all sides when you look out. And if it's a beautiful, nice day, it's just gorgeous. It's the best commuter rail line in the world, probably.
You might get some train spotter, literal train spotter fans for the Beths doing this. You know, I think you should extend it onto every record, like pick a different railway line each time now.
Oh, I'd love that. Apparently we're already supported by the Numtok community in Auckland, which is like a public transport meme page. So we're happy, very happy about that.
I hope you get free tap-ons for life by putting that sample in your record.
Oh, if only.
Well, it is so great that you're not only playing one show in New Zealand, but you've got a bunch of dates lined up for the rest of the year. And obviously the Beths are supposed to be here in November, supporting Green Day, Fall Out Boy and Weezer. It might not look too good, but maybe if the travel bubble opens up enough, Liz, maybe the Beths can just come here on your own, play the stadium, maybe cover the Blue Album and Pinkerton in full. Is that a plan?
Oh, yeah, we could probably learn all of, if Green Day, Weezer and Fall Out Boy were able to send us their set lists, I reckon we could probably, between now and then, learn all of the songs.
That would be amazing to do, like, a greatest hit sets of all three bands, and then you can do Beth songs as an encore or something.
I mean, it would be full of bangers. We'd only learn a lot from learning all those songs, I think. So,
my heart aches that this thing might not happen this year. I was really looking forward to seeing you guys in a stadium as well.
You know what? Me too. You know, we'll see.
We'll live in hope, Liz. For now, we might have a listen to the title track of Jump Rope Gazers on Static. It was great to talk to you. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad the shows are happening, and we'll see you here in Sydney one day again.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
This is The Best Now on Static. Thanks.
Thank you.